Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Corey Curtis from News 2 will be with us at 8 o'clock. Trevor Lawrence, big payday on Thursday night was when the news came out. We discussed it Friday on the show. 5 years, $275 million. $200 million in guarantees, $142 fully guaranteed, $55 million per year if you care about annual average value. It's a lot of money for Trevor Lawrence. Rex, we know the quarterback market just kind of is what it is at this point, and it's only going to continue to go up. I mean, there's people talking about Dak Prescott. Is he going to end up making $60 million per year to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys or to be the quarterback somewhere not in Dallas? Let's start on the Lawrence front. What did you, Joe Rexroad, make of the Trevor Lawrence contract when you saw the announcement of a five-year, $275 million deal paying him $55 million per season?
Well, zero surprise. You know, I mean, you knew it was going to be in that range. It's interesting that basically he gets the Burrow deal. He gets the same deal, 142 guaranteed. I think that's the exact same, right?
I believe
that's true, yeah. So, you know, he's right there. Those are the two highest paid players in the league, and they're just ahead of, if we're going by annual salary, Goff, Herbert. I mean, again, Goff's making 53, Herbert 52.5, which already I'm like, Lamar Jackson 52, Hurts 51. There will be more, and there will be more that, I don't think Tua stinks, but I think that, like when Tua, whatever he gets, and it's interesting because it does seem like there's, you know, there's a little bit of maybe hesitation or whatever with that, which I get. He's going to get it, though. When he gets that, that'll be more of a discussion, even though I don't agree with Jared that he stinks, more of a discussion of like, is this, do you pay that guy? I think my answer is yes.
Can he throw the ball after 3 p.m. Eastern time?
Right. Yeah, if you're going to pay him, you need to like somehow get an exemption and get all your games at 9 a.m. so that there's no chance Lawrence is, of course you pay him. First of all, you do. Our Larry Holder, one of our NFL editors at The Athletic, did a really interesting sort of comparison. He went through some of the metrics on Lawrence. Expected points added is one of those catch all, but it's a really good metric in terms of like trying to give you, you know, regardless of conditions, and give you a real look at performance. Like his expected points added in 22 ranked 14th in the league. It was 52nd, and it was a negative number last year. Obviously passer rating went way down last year. On target passes, catchable passes, he ranked 10th in 22. He ranked 40th last year. Or that was on target, 10th to 40th. Catchable passes went from 31st to 58. So again, these are some people value these numbers more than others, and I get that. I have some skepticism at times about some of these. I mean, I've tried to talk with, I saw you had Zach on, which is awesome, but I've tried to like ask like with the, you know, separation metric, like that is only when man is being deployed, right? Like we're not charting separation ability against zone, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like are we who, so this is True Media, Pro Football Focus, Sports Info Solutions have these numbers, but you know, you add it all up, look at all of these together, his performance dropped pretty significantly. So why is that? You know, you can blame different coaching. There were some injuries for sure last year, but why is that? I mean, I think that there's still just a performance thing with him that should not have gone the wrong way from year two to year three the way it did.
I said this Friday. I'm totally with you that you had to pay him. I mean, otherwise, what's your alternative, right? Like, you're going to get back in the quarterback carousel if you're Jacksonville? So, no. I mean, you're not going to do that. So if you're going to pay him, I mean, this is what the market dictates that you're going to get. Like, you know, Jordan Love's about to get a new contract. I mean, it's probably going to be an astronomical number. Tua's going to get a new contract. Dak's going to get a new contract. Like, the quarterback market just kind of is what it is at the moment. So I don't begrudge Jacksonville for paying him. Now, having said that, in order to be worth this contract, Trevor Lawrence is going to have to consistently play at a level that he has not approached in the NFL to this point. I mean, I think we would all agree with that. And I know that, I mean, the pedigree is what it is, right? When he was drafted, he was supposed to be can't miss. He was supposed to be that next guy that was can't miss, that was the number one overall. We knew he was going to go number one overall for 2 years when he was in college. Like, he's supposed to be that guy. He has not lived up to being that guy to this point. He has been very good at times. He has not been very good consistently enough at the NFL level. So there have been extenuating circumstances. We talked about the Urban Meyer stuff on Friday. Like, I buy that to a point of being an excuse. Like, it was a horrible first year. And if you want to sit here and make the argument that you can't hold the first year against him and that totally set him back, that's fine. Like, it was that bad, and I get it. Now, it has been 2 years since then, and you have basically – I mean, when you really look at it, Joe, it's basically a half a season in 22 where he played great and about a fourth to a half of a season last year where he was really good. That's about it. Like, that's about the window for Trevor Lawrence at this point. So, again, I don't fault Jacksonville for paying him, but there's going to be some pressure on him heading into this year to play at a higher level consistently than we've seen to this point. And, like, you know, Titans fans were texting in all show Friday, like, God, I can't believe Trevor Lawrence got that much money. This is good news that Jacksonville is committing to Trevor Lawrence. Like, I don't think Titans fans should be sitting here throwing a parade that Jacksonville's paying Trevor Lawrence $55 million per year, because I still think he does have the opportunity to be a good player, but certainly he is not. There's been nothing about his play to this point that has dictated that the contract should look like what it looks like. You're paying for what you think he's going to be and what the market dictates it should be right now.
Yeah. And look, if he is, if you get his just aggregate 2022, which is passer rating of 95.2, that was ninth in the league, Pro Bowl, you won a playoff game. I mean, if that's what he's going to be, then it's fine. I mean, these numbers are crazy, but again, like you said, I mean, it's cost of doing business. Do you have a legitimate starting quarterback in the NFL? If you do, then you're going to be paying them more than $50 million a year now. Yep. That's what it is. So if you can, you know, he may never live up to, yeah, this clear number one pick, going to be the next great one. Those expectations, I mean, I'm skeptical, frankly, that he'll be that. But can he be 2022 Trevor Lawrence? If so, consistently, then it's fine. It's going to work out fine. You still have a chance to build a team around him. The cap is going up, and the cap is malleable, though real. And so you can still build teams, good teams around quarterbacks making that money. Yes, it is great to have the guy on the rookie deal, but like, if you were, you know, what you know, you're the Jags, what you know about Trevor Lawrence, like if you were the Jags right now, okay, and you had the choice between this deal or taking anyone else in the AFC South, I think most people would probably say Stroud because he was so good last year. Although I'm keeping an open mind, yep, on where things go with him. But if you were the Jags, and you could just swap out, would you keep it like this with the money for him and just you're locked in and it's Trevor long term, or would you take a chance on a Will Levis or an Anthony Richardson?
I'd probably pay Trevor Lawrence.
And I think either of those guys could be better than him.
I agree.
Possible. Either, both, neither. It's all possible. But there is, I think he's going to be, over the duration of his career, I feel decent about saying he's going to be a good quarterback.
The crazy part is, and we were reminded of this on Friday, he's younger than Will Levis.
That's by wild.
A couple months, but he's younger than Will Levis. So you got everybody in the AFC South just babies at the quarterback position. 615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll take your thoughts on the quarterback market and a development at wide receiver over the weekend as well in the NFL. We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Your value is what your franchise is willing to pay you, what the market is. Yep. Okay, so whether you think it's worth it or not, Jacksonville felt he's worth it. And they worth it, meaning $200 million is guaranteed.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Anybody see this coming? It was obvious that they were going to extend the deal.
Unfortunately, we probably all saw this coming.
Just based on the signings.
Why unfortunately, though, Doug?
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
What has he done to earn this? I must have forgot when Jacksonville made the Super Bowl the last couple of years. Joe Burrow's been a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow almost won the Super Bowl.
Well, what about Justin Herbert?
Again, I don't think Herbert's worth that much. Lamar Jackson has two MVPs. Jalen Hurts been to a Super Bowl.
Almost won it.
Probably should have won it if not for a bad call.
The best
player in the league in the last decade is even on the list.
That's apparently from the Rich Eisen Show. I did not detect the presence of Rich Eisen on there, but apparently the Rich Eisen Show. Talking about Trevor Lawrence's new deal. 615-737-1025, our phone number. By the way, got some tickets to give away. A 4-pack of tickets to see Monster Jam coming up at Nissan Stadium. Be caller 3, 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. Joe, I understand the thought process of Lawrence from an achievement standpoint, not having done anything in the league yet to merit, you know, Joe Burrow money. Like, he's not Joe Burrow. Now, having said that, the market is what the market is, right? Like, we see this all the time in sports. A guy gets paid, and then the next guy, that's the baseline for the deal, and it just kind of goes from there, especially in a sport with a cap and a profit at the end of the year that is booming like the NFL is. So when they're talking about, well, he hadn't been to a Super Bowl yet, it's like, well, yeah, he hasn't, but that's not really how the quarterback market works.
Right. Like, I mean, again, he's just using that as the reference point. So it's like, I mean, I agree. Obviously, Jalen Hurts was amazing that year and did get to a Super Bowl. But, okay, we can go through some quarterbacks who did or didn't, and there's a huge difference in quality in some cases, and it has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, that's an interesting one. Trevor Lawrence or Jalen Hurts? I think I'd... It's close, but I mean,
let me ask you this. Look, Trevor Lawrence or Brock Purdy?
Yeah, I'd go Trevor Lawrence. And I'm not a Brock Purdy hater at all. I'm really not. I do believe that I think he's good, and I think he is a beneficiary of an incredible situation. So good for him for way exceeding expectations. He's good, no doubt. But I think I could probably go around the league at a lot of quarterbacks and say, first of all, if you gave them their choice, would you like to go there with that offense, that team, that coach? And that would probably be the number one choice of like every QB in the league if they were being honest.
Probably so. But I mean, Purdy is coming up at some point here, probably in the next year. He's going to get paid.
Sure.
Like, he's going to get paid a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely. Look, hey, to me, there is, again, I think he is good enough to be in the same realm with the Goffs, the Cousins of the world. You know, they have benefited from situations and they have taken advantage and played really well. They're good. And so, he'll get paid. Absolutely. But if it was just like, here, this is what we have all this in place, pick your quarterback. Yeah, I'm picking Trevor Lawrence over Brock Purdy. I'm going to put him in that system. And I bet you some of the numbers we just talked about from last year are a lot better for him this year if he's with that outfit.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a lot of really interesting quarterback decisions coming up. I mean, some of them aren't really decisions. Like, Jordan Love is going to get paid. The question is he going to be $55 million? Does this mean that he's going to get more than Lawrence? Will he come in a little less than Lawrence? But either way, like, he's going to get paid over $50 million a year. I think Tua is going to get paid as well. The interesting one to me, Joe, is Dak. Dak's 30 years old. There's the situation in Dallas where, I mean, pretty clearly, if they don't win this year or at least get close to winning this year, Mike McCarthy is on the hot seat. And we had Charles on last week, and he talked about, like, I still wouldn't close the door on Belichick to Dallas and all that stuff with Jerry Jones. So there's a lot of interesting noise around the Cowboys right now in terms of, like, what they're going to do. Are they going to – I mean, CeeDee Lamb's contract, he needs to get paid. So the Dak Prescott part of this and where he's going to end up Is he staying in Dallas? Does he go somewhere else? Is he going to get paid $61 million per year to play quarterback? That one's the one that really has my attention at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, they are in – they're totally in win-now mode. They're good enough. But obviously they keep not getting it done. And they, I mean, for the most part, it wasn't on him that they lost to your beloved Packers, right? They could not get a freaking stop. Jordan Love – and by the way, Jordan Love getting paid. Totally agree. You're right, and he will, and it'll be interesting. And however many weeks into last season, he probably wasn't, right?
That's the thing. Like, he's going to get paid over $50 million per year, and he's been a really good start. Like, if you watch him play, he's been a good starter for, like, maybe 7 weeks. 7 or 8 weeks at the NFL level.
But I'd pay him.
Yeah, I would too.
I'm not letting him go now if I'm them. And the Dak one is interesting because, like you said, he's older. He's had injuries. He had the picks galore not last season, but the 2022 season. His numbers last year were unbelievable.
Yeah,
they were freaking good. I mean, I mean, look, to me, they're like, you're trying to win this thing right now, and I don't think you disrupt it. But I'm sure there's a fair chunk of Cowboys fans who would love, like, okay, just do something else. Get the rookie in there who's making nothing, and then we can even do more with the team. You know, I hear all that, but it's like, man, you could really take a big step backward if you try messing around with stuff like that.
And the interesting part,
that's why they all get paid.
The Cowboys, too, and this does go into the cap, right? Like, they've got three players that, let's say Prescott gets a deal, CeeDee Lamb gets a new deal, and they're going to have to pay Micah Parsons, right? I mean, that's three pretty important players there that are going to be at the top or near the top of their respective positions. And how do you fit all that in to make it work? And if it's not going to be Dak, like if you decide, if you're the Cowboys, that you're going in a different direction at quarterback after this year, well, what is that direction? Because the Cowboys are – I'm pretty confident with the roster they have. They're going to be good enough this year where even if they don't perform in the postseason, which they have not done to this point, it's not like you're going to have a high draft pick, right? Like, they're going to be, exactly. You're going to be picking in the 20s. So what do you do at quarterback if you're not committing to Dak? And Dak, like, is Dak an elite player? I don't think so. Is Dak better than Trevor Lawrence? I would probably say yes at this point. I think, you know, clearly the body of work is better at this point. Can you win a Super Bowl with Dak? I think if the conditions are right, you can. But certainly in the playoffs, he and the team as a whole and the organization for 30 years at this point hasn't done anything in the playoffs. So how do you factor all that in when you're trying to figure out whether or not you're going to commit to paying him $60 million per year?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, most of these struggles have nothing to do with him. But obviously in recent years, it just hasn't been good enough when it matters most. But, yeah, you are much more likely to just be worse there. I mean, unless, I don't know, do they love any of these young guys who have just been discarded? Because quarterbacks get discarded so quickly, you know.
Sam Darnold, 2025 quarterback of the Cowboys.
He's all over the place, you know. I mean, Pickett'll. I keep forgetting. He's in Philly, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Got Mac Jones with the Jags. I mean, you know what?
They traded for Trey Lance. He's still there.
That's right. They do have Trey Lance. That is. God, I totally forgot about Trey Lance. I don't know.
I think they did too.
Yeah. One of those guys, though, at least one of those guys that we just mentioned, is at some point going to, like, get in for a team because there's an injury, and then they're going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And it's going to be – it'll be like, gee, maybe you should have done what the Packers did, or some form of that, of giving someone a little bit of time before just giving up on
the thing. I mean, with
that's
Trey Lance,
like, guaranteed to happen.
We've never even really seen him play. Trey Lance has played, like, what, a half of football in his career as a starter?
Yeah, he played like in a freaking monsoon in Chicago,
yeah.
You know, which is like not even – he couldn't even – have no idea who was good at football that day. I saw him make a couple passes in the preseason. I go, oh, okay. Yeah. Who knows, man? Maybe that's their answer, and he's going to – you know, it's all going to click for him.
Maybe so. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. One thing that's also important on that front real quickly, Joe – and we talked about this Friday. If Will Levis turns out to be really good, a couple more years before you have to pay him $60 million a year, be nice to take advantage of that from your roster standpoint if you're the Tennessee Titans.
No doubt. And they've added a lot of good players. So I don't know if they've added enough, but they've added a lot who I think are going to be good this year.
Yep, absolutely. 615-737-1025. More coming up next on the National Football League, including a development at the wide receiver front over the weekend. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. We are broadcasting live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you. On this Monday morning, we are taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Real quickly, Joe, Doug and Franklin pointing out, Gretchen Walsh setting a world record in the women's 100-meter butterfly Saturday night, 55.18 seconds at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials, swims for the Nashville Aquatic Club. So shout out to Gretchen Walsh. The previous record, I believe, was 55.48. So she smashed that one, 55.18. Shout out to Gretchen Walsh.
That's big time, and that is a very, very well-respected club in the highest level of the sport.
No doubt about it. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Adam in Portland. Adam, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Dude, you can't fault Trevor Lawrence for wanting to get paid. Like, if you were – just imagine you were really, really, really good at something in college, and then you have to go to Jacksonville to keep doing it as a professional. Like, how depressing and hot and just sad it would be to live there. I would want to get paid regardless of what I did with my career at that point. Like, I think, and this is why I got a problem with these quarterbacks getting paid like that, is, like, the AFC South has sucked so bad for, like, the past 5 or 6 years, really since Andrew Luck let it go. It's been anybody's. Nobody can win it twice. Like, nobody's. And yeah, you can say CJ Stroud was like, all right, he was good. But at the same time, like, prove it twice. The sophomore year is the real test. So our division sucks. So Trevor Lawrence had plenty of opportunity to get in there and take it. And he hasn't really done much with it. But I don't blame the guy for wanting to get paid just because I hate Jacksonville so much.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Adam. Appreciate it. At JaxFan112 on Twitter, Joe says, Dak isn't better than Trevor Lawrence. Every GM in the NFL, in all caps, would choose Trevor over Dak. Do you think that? Do you think every GM in the NFL would choose Trevor Lawrence over Dak Prescott?
No, I think it's close. Not, I do think, obviously, there's the age factor there.
Sure.
Right?
Dak's 30, so, Trevor's 24.
I guess I could buy majority would choose Lawrence, but sure. I think it'd be you'd have some folks going the way of Dak. And again, it's kind of like your situation. The Cowboys situation, of course, is like they have to win now. They have to win it all now, right? So, depending on where you are in your timeline, again, as we've talked about the NFL timelines, there's no long ones, right? There's no such thing as that anymore. But there's still a difference between some teams where they are maybe being a couple years away, and you might want to grow more with a Trevor Lawrence who's very young, you know, than take on Dak at this point. But if you're okay right now, plug it in, we got to win, I think some people would pick Dak.
Joe, how about this one on Twitter from Robert Stanley, which is freaky and is not me, and apparently is not a burner account of me. Robert asked, if you were the Falcons and you had to do a do-over knowing that you had Penix, would you take Tannehill and a minimum contract over Cousins and his contract? Asking for a friend. This is from Robert Stanley on Twitter.
Hello, Robert. That's weird. Someone's going to have to change their name, man.
Yeah, what are we doing?
This is going to get too confusing here. Look, they signed Cousins because they think Cousins is great. That's why they paid him what they did. And they felt like now they have a long term succession plan in there, you know, not super long term, but a couple years probably succession plan in place. So, would I do that? I've thought for a long time that Tannehill and Cousins are right around the same tier of quarterback. I will say that, we have to get the Tannehill stuff going. Oh my gosh,
that's why I read it.
I do think that Tannehill,
other than the person sharing my name,
Tannehill would have a job right now if he wanted one. It would be as a backup. I've thought, I mean, look, a couple years ago, I would have told you I think Tannehill's absolutely better than Cousins. I do think that he has been diminished to some extent, and we've seen some physical diminishing in terms of Tannehill with, you know, the injuries. Don't forget, he had two serious injuries in Miami before he ever got to Nashville. Then he had a long stretch of just perfect health, but I think he's more battered and beat up for sure, you know, than Cousins is at this point. So my answer, the long way of saying no.
Joe, T. Higgins reportedly signing his franchise tag, which I believe the number is $21.8 million. So some people surprised that he signed it. I mean, to me, he was either going to sign it or get traded, or I guess the hopes of a long-term deal getting reached. Like at this point, I would have been surprised if the Bengals and Higgins came to a long-term deal before the season began, but apparently signed the franchise tag at $21.8 million, and it does kind of feel like this is the last year for the Bengals in terms of like that go-for-it model. With Chase about to make a ton of money, they're already paying Burrow a ton of money. My guess is this is probably T. Higgins' last year in Cincinnati, but apparently the other day making it official and signing the franchise tender.
Yeah. And so the choice for the Bengals, it's not new, but the choice for the Bengals, of course, has kind of been here. It's like you can move him, you know, but the choice is they're going to pay Ja'Marr Chase absurd money, and that Burrow and Chase, it's clear to me, Burrow and Chase, the two guys they want together, and Higgins is a very good player, and they want this year. That's why I think he plays. If he's going to play on it, he signs, he's going to play on it. Then look, it's like, hey, then this is the year you're going to be close to the top of the free agent market next year. And if you ball out this year, you can get yourself a fantastic deal and choose where you want to go. Yep. The Bengals would, of course, in that situation, lose them for nothing. But I think, you know, it's like, they had to make some choices, because you do have to make choices in the NFL. Every team does, regardless of what someone might want to tell you. And he's going to be somewhere else. But this is like the last run for that trio in particular.
If all those guys are healthy, let's say Burrow stays healthy, Higgins, Chase, they're all healthy. Where is Cincinnati in your mind heading into all this in terms of the AFC? How do you view where they stack up? If you are given heading into the season, you know that those guys are staying healthy.
Well, they have to be considered a factor for sure. That they have to be, you know, like how good is their defense going to be this year? You know, I can't sit here and tell you I'm sure about that, but I think if they've got those guys at their best, healthy, playing a full season, yeah, you have to consider them a contender. I think people maybe have forgotten about them a little bit, but why wouldn't they? What do you think? I mean, I think that they can be right there.
I think they can too. Like, would I have them ahead of Baltimore? I don't know. It's close. Would I have them ahead of Houston? I think them and Houston could be pretty close. I think they would certainly be in my top four in the AFC if you can tell me, if I knew heading into it that Burrow, Chase, and Higgins were all going to remain healthy, then I would have them in my top four. They would certainly be ahead of Buffalo, which I think last time I checked, them and Buffalo had the same Super Bowl odds. Like, I would take this roster's currently constructed with those guys staying healthy, I would take Cincinnati over Buffalo at this point.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's thing. Like, last year was this lost year. I mean, even before Burrow got knocked out, I mean, we saw him in Nashville.
Couldn't throw the ball.
He could throw it about 12 yards. So, and that's what kills you, is, you know, having any years like that, you know, when you have a special core like that. You know, actually, good credit to them for kind of, you know, keeping it together even. After losing him to a certain extent. But, yeah, I think they're right there. And, you know, obviously what your hope is that Higgins takes this as, okay, well, I'm going to show you. And it's going to be, you know, you hope that his issues purely with management, you keep that separate, just like with A.J. Brown. You know, everyone in the locker room was rooting for A.J. Brown to get paid and to stay here. And his issue was with John Robinson. And as long as that's all it is, then there you go. T, you got 1 year left. See if you can get a ring and then go get paid. But, you know, this is – I'd love to know, like, the conversation for the Bengals in terms of, like, what kind of long-term deal they have been looking at with him, how serious they are, how much, and all that stuff. I'm sure if they could make it work out, they would or they would have. But also, I get it. Like, Chase is the star. Chase is the guy. And I think a lot of other number two receivers, not that I think Higgins is very good, but I think a lot of other number two receivers are going to benefit whoever the next person is, you know, from playing on the other side of Chase. And they do have some young guys, too, that they like.
Do you think Baltimore is clearly better than they are, even if Burrow, Chase, and Higgins is healthy, or is it close?
No, I would pick Baltimore. I love the Derrick Henry signing, and I just can't wait to see what they do with their offense to sort of, you know, utilize him and play those two guys off each other. I would go with them, but, you know, don't sleep on, like, Jermaine Burton with the Bengals, who I actually think is a pretty good pick in the third round. I mean, I like him, especially last year. I thought he got way better. So, but yeah, I'd go Ravens, but not like a huge gap.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 7:45. We'll have Corey Curtis from News 2 at 8 o'clock. All that ahead, Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Caroline, congratulations. We're so proud of you. We will miss your kindness and sense of charity, which are most on display Wednesdays at 5. Anyone who can make Jared feel special, like he actually has it in him to win a sports argument over another human, should probably have the word saint before their name. Caroline, good luck in all your success ahead.
It is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning here on the program. I did enjoy that little tidbit and your farewell to Caroline Fenton last week, Joe Rexroad. Good stuff.
Yeah, well, that's part of why I'm doing this rant, because it's like, you know, I thought about it, and I mean, in my defense, I was at like family wedding and stuff, and it's all chaotic, and I thought about it, I was like, you know, I probably shouldn't have use those 20 seconds to rip Jared, but it just felt right. So I have more to say. I do want to free rant real quick, because Nick mentioned this earlier as a possibility. It's a good thought. Man, like the Caitlin Clark stuff, just quickly for the record, Angel Reese went for the ball yesterday. Like, if you watch her eyes in the play, she was going for the ball. She hit Caitlin Clark in the head. She was correctly assessed a flagrant one. And then, like, we have, like, Matt Leinart tweeting, she needs to be suspended. it's just incredible, man. Like, the whole thing is, like, will this ever end? But I must say, it gives a, like, it has totally changed to me the sports landscape, where it's like, you know, you're finding this stuff. And the next time they play, those two teams play, I mean, I want to watch it, you know? So, but my gosh. Like, some of the reaction truly is incredible. Anyway, to the person I want to rant about today, her name is Caroline Fenton. That's Caroline Fenton.
Indeed.
Elliot Friedman. Sorry, but as the father of a Caroline, I cringe every time I hear Caroline. But the point today is to raise a glass or a cup of coffee to Caroline Fenton. Here's one thing I told her, and I can promise is true. We will one day brag to people that we know her. From day one, she came in here, absolute pro, a freaking baller, prepared, informed, easy to work with, kind, energetic, and entertaining. I mean, I still remember her first day on Stoneman and Company. I listened kind of nervous of that day. It's like, yeah, this is a really young person coming in, and this is a big spot, and you know, you're listening, you're like, oh, this is going to be great. And she immediately made that show better, complimented, and you know, at times checked Jared as necessary. And then running point on Caroline William D. Mace, did so masterfully all along. You know, as any woman in the sports world can tell you, there's always going to be thumb sucking man babies who think sports is just for the dudes. And she dunked on those idiots with force but grace whenever necessary. Buy stock in Caroline Fenton. We're better for having her here. We are going to miss her a lot. It is a huge loss, but it's going to be so much fun to watch her keep growing. So a toast to Caroline.
Absolutely. Yep, well said. She did such a fantastic job. We had her on the show last week just kind of going through some of that. And like you said, I mean, her future is very bright in this. Now, I will say, and I'm just now thinking of this, this brings to mind one of my favorite things that has ever happened in the history of this program, and it happened this time about a year ago. They just flashed up a story on the new local news channel that I'm watching here about Bonnaroo traffic, and it reminds me of the time last year that our buddy Mark from Nashville thought that you had taken Caroline Fenton to Bonnaroo for a weekend. It was a good time. Take a different Caroline, your daughter, to Bonnaroo, not your 25-year-old coworker.
Strike three!
What an amazing Father's Day.
One of the greatest calls in the history of the Robbie and Rex Road program. Oh, you and Caroline were at Bonnaroo all weekend? That's nice, Joe.
Oh, man. Yeah, good call. Yeah. By the way, it just now you got me going down that rabbit hole. What's up? Where's Mark?
Mark, what are we doing? Come on.
Where is my life coach? Where has he been?
I don't know.
Yeah. Come back, Mark. Yeah, that was a good
Where's
one.
Where's Heidi and Dixon?
Heidi and Dixon. Oh, my gosh.
I was not there for that.
No, you weren't.
No, Heidi and Dixon was there was some really interesting text on the text line along those lines. But, yeah, like, I mean, Caroline, seriously, like, even handling, like, the speaking of man babies, you know, with Jared and I start screaming. It's really more me screaming. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. The way she handled that was very impressive. And so now I do have a question, Robbie. Yep. What are we doing about Jared versus Joe?
I believe she is remaining in place for the Jared versus Joe.
That is correct. Yeah.
So you will still get Caroline Fenton.
See?
For Jared versus
okay.
Joe.
That's awesome. I didn't get the memo. That's exciting. I will say, though, and I've been thinking about that. We've talked about this. I believe that we should get Jared versus Joe every other week on our show.
A rotational basis.
I think so. Now, you know, I'm sure like the suit will sit there and say, well, it's the same time and that's for the lizard. But I don't know. I feel like we should get it half the time.
Maybe we should. I mean, we basically have it on Friday mornings at 7 o'clock anyway, because it kind of turns into that, a different version of it. But there's no winner. There's no winner. There's no loser. So I think we need a formalized competition is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just feel like it's fair that both shows get to enjoy the benefits of having such a enlightened sports conversation. Got a texter who says, I think Joe is jealous of King Jared. Oh, I see you out here, Jared. Yes.
Is that it?
Is what it? Oh, is that?
Are you jealous?
Maybe. I think that's possible. I mean, you know, Jared, I don't think has ever actually won a sports argument, and yet he has a lot of dubs. So, I mean, you gotta be impressed with a guy who can pull that off. But no, love Jared too, and I know I'm sure there was a lot of good commentary and you know, reminiscing. I felt bad last week. I mean, this obviously things like this come fast. You know, it's, I mean, it's not like there's a lot of advance warning. So I felt bad not being around. But again, you know, Caroline, very excited, you know, for her to like announce what's next and all that stuff. And it's going to be awesome.
Yep. It's going to be great. And, you know, we had her on our show every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock, and a lot of it during football season was kind of honed in around college football. But one of the things that always impresses me, particularly when you're talking about people that young, is like how well-versed she is on everything, whether it's hockey, the NFL, college football. I mean, you could bring up anything. Like, there are some people, Joe, and you know this in this business, that really like want to know, like, okay, so what are we talking about? So I can go ahead and prepare. Like, I can ask about, like, Caroline, it didn't matter. Like, you could ask her anything right off the hat, and she would have an opinion on it. And that's always really impressive to me when somebody is as versatile as she is. And that is something that I think serves you well moving forward, and that I did not take for granted for her.
No doubt. And that's preparation, and it's a passion for it. And, you know, you get generational. Sometimes I look at to be the old guy here telling people to go off my lawn. Sometimes I look at younger generations and I'm a little bit like, yeah, get off the phone a little bit, even though I do the same thing. Or, you know, oh, you want life balance. So, you know, I mean, that's great.
Stop really. Making TikToks.
There you go. Stop making TikToks, you know, whatever. I mean, good old fashioned hard work and just accountability and again, passion, energy, all that stuff. And it being showing up on time, all these things. I mean, talk about like an incredible embodiment of that generation. Like, you know, it's, I mean, there's still things that are consistent, right? That always work. And some people get it, and some people, you know, do what they can do to maximize their situation. And she's a great example of that.
Dennis on the text line saying Joe is proposing a home and home series for Jared versus Joe. It may be something that we need to continue to explore with the suit. Ethan from Lawrenceburg says Robbie talking about people being young, and he's like 7 years older than Caroline. She looks a lot younger than I do. I've got
Rob,
a bald. Yeah, I could pass for 43. Fat and bald show. That's what we do here.
Well, plus you hang out with me, so I've turned you're turning slowly into a boomer. Then Kaharski shows up, and it's like, good God, man, look at what
I
what are you supposed
weed
to do
constantly.
Thank you.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Corey Curtis from News 2. We'll get his thoughts on the Trevor Lawrence deal, the quarterback market, all things Tennessee Titans. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.